Bava Metzia, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Dalet, 7-4, and the Mishnah continues on the topic of the right of a worker to eat from produce that he is working with. So the base of that was the Pasuk, which started, Kisavo b'kerem re'echa v'achalta anavim. When you come, we understand, to work by tradition in the vineyard of your fellow Jew, then you may eat from grapes. So Chazal understand that it's grapes you can eat since you're in a kerem, you're working in the vineyard, but not some other kind of produce. So the idea is here that what happens if a person, let's say, has been hired and he is supposed to be, you know, picking grapes, but to get to the grapes he has to walk through the same owner's, fig grove. Or for that matter, if he knows for a fact in the morning he's picking grapes, in the afternoon he's picking figs. So is he allowed to partake of both those species? The answer is no. Only he can work with the one, he can only eat from the one type of food with which he is currently working. So the Mishnah says inside, Haya osa b'te'enim, if one is working currently with figs, lo yochol ba'anavim, so he may not eat grapes. Again, even if he's passing through the vineyard, even if he knows he'll be working with the grapes later on in the day, it doesn't matter. And similarly, ba'anavim, if he's working with the grapes, lo yochol b'te'enim, he may not eat from figs. Aval, however, what he can do is moneas atzmo ad shemagil amakum hayafos v'ochel. He can save his appetite. Now, the case of the mission here is, let's say he's picking grapes and he knows that he's going from, let's say, from north to south, and let's say he knows that the grapes on the south side, where the sun shines, are sweeter. So he wants to, you know, wait till he gets to the south side of the vineyard before he starts eating the grapes. So that he's totally allowed to do. No one said he can't, and that's fine. More than that, although the mission doesn't say it explicitly, it means, if, let's say, for example, he knows he's working with grapes in the morning and figs in the afternoon, and he likes figs more than grapes, even if figs are more expensive than grapes, doesn't matter, he can save his appetite, not eat the grapes till he gets the figs. That's totally okay. Now, b'chulan lo amru ela b'sha'as malacha. Now, this whole permissibility, this entitlement for a worker to eat from produce that he's currently working, if it's within the parameters we said in the previous Mishnayos, and that's only while he's actually actively involved in working with them. And that's when he's allowed to. But let's say, for example, he is, you know, going from, you know, vineyard A to vineyard B, you know, from one section to different section, from one row to different row, it doesn't matter. The point is, when he's between the areas where the grapes are, let's say if he's picking grapes, so while he's walking from group section A to section B, he's not working with the grapes, he's walking. Therefore, at that moment, he stops having the right to eat from the grapes, not working with the grapes anymore. That's the Torah's, that's the parameters of the Torah. However, the rabbis got involved, and the Mishnah says, Aval mishum hashav aveda labalim, for the sake of saving money on behalf of the employer. Here we say hashav aveda means returning a lost object, because the notion, the mitzvah of hashav aveda, returning lost objects, really means preventing any loss or ongoing loss from a fellow Jew. If you see his car running, you have to, or lights on, or air conditioning running, and no one's home, you're supposed to help him to get those turned off to save him money. So here too, the missionary is saying that the rabbis got involved, and they said, listen, the employer would much rather that the people picking the grapes eat their grapes while they're walking from section A to section B of the vineyard, rather than eat the grapes while they're actually picking them, because if their hands are free to pick, they'll pick more grapes, as opposed to if their hands are busy eating grapes, they'll be less productive. Therefore, for the sake of productivity, it really turns out to be in the economic interest of the employer that the workers are allowed to eat while they're, you know, moving between the sections, as opposed to even when they're only, not just they're working actively with the grapes. And therefore, the rabbi said that is permitted. That's where the Mishnah says inside. Avol mishum hashav aveda labalim amru, they said, Polim ochlin bahalichasan me'oman la'oman. The workers are allowed to eat while they are walking from one row or section of the, let's say, vineyard to another section. And similarly, ubachazirasan minhagah. Same goes if they're walking back from the wine press. Same idea. Now, that's the end of the first part of the mission. Really, like, that's like, period. Okay, now, the mission is a little bit misleading because it says the last three words of the Mishnah start with the letter Vav, as if it's a continuation. Ubachamor kishi forekes. And when it comes to a donkey, really until it is unloaded. Now, what's that talking about? It's like a whole new topic. Like, so we have to put a new paragraph. This could have been a new Mishnah. We had said previously that there is a separate mitzvah in the Torah. Lo sachsam shor b'disho. You can't muzzle your ox while it's threshing on the threshing floor. And we said this sort of that equates also to human beings, but backed by the animals, you might have thought incorrectly that the notion of the Torah is, listen, while the animal is, you know, working there in the threshing floor, it sees the grain, that ox, you know, starts salivating, would love to eat it. If it has a muzzle, it's sort of suffering, it's being, you know, teased, that it's a tease, that it can see the food, but it can't eat it. And therefore, you might have thought, incorrectly, that if the animal can't see the food, there would be no reason why you can't muzzle it or restrain it from eating it. So the Mishnah here says that if a donkey, for example, is carrying a load on its back, so even though it doesn't see what's on its back, it can't be restrained from eating what's on its back. So that would mean, like, if, hypothetically, you know, there was a bit of a stalk that was reaching from the back of the donkey over to its, you know, where it could get a hold of it if it moved its neck, or if some fell off and then the donkey sees it, etc., or a donkey sees what's going on because it's walking by another donkey that has it on its back. Whatever the story is, the point is that the donkeys, while they're active in transporting and carrying the produce, they're working for the owner, and therefore they're entitled to eat from what they're carrying, should they have access to it, however that might work, and one may not restrain them from partaking of it. Now, it's clear that the halacha is, Shulchan Aruch Pasuk, there's no requirement to actually, you know, actively feed the animals or even let them eat from other species while they're working. But what they cannot, what you cannot do is preclude them, prevent them from eating what is on their own back, so long as it's on their back. Once you've been porek, once you've removed the burden from the back of the donkey, then it becomes permitted once again to restrict it from eating, eating any of that produce.